Amen, amen, amen. Make the trade. Make the trade. Remember that chorus years ago, I'm trading my sorrow, trading my shame, trading my pain, trading it all for the joy of the Lord. Trading it all. You know, I think that, and it's just that the Lord was speaking to me about that this week. I think it was this week. But because I was in a, because I don't really get anxious much. And when I do, it's usually in the presence of the Lord as I'm seeking Him and desperation is showing. I don't know, you know, but it's a thing. And I was just in a thing. It's, Lord, I need more of you. I need more. I just need more. You know, I think that, you know, we're just about old enough to get excited about the Lord. And I don't want to lose. That's the thing. I don't want to lose my excitement. I don't want to lose my zeal for the Lord. I just want more. I just want more, you know. And He just said, make the trade. Me for Him. He's not going to get the best end of that deal, but me for Him. And Jesus did. He prayed that we would be, you know, as that they might be in me like I am in you, Father. You know? Just the relationship, just the fellowship. And then we went over to watch our grandchildren play soccer. Two of them play soccer and pier, and so we beforehand we went. And my brother and his wife were with us, and we in a restaurant, and a waitress came to wait on us. And there was just something. I gotta say something. I don't know why. I gotta say something to her. You know, I just gotta say something to her. I ended up just saying, "What's your story?" The Lord knows what He's talking about. You know, He said. Well, she said, I'm originally from Aberdeen, but I moved to Pier. Oh, well, we used to live in Aberdeen. Big deal. You know, but, you know, just that. And I said, oh, well, what brought you from Aberdeen to Pier? She said, well, I moved here to stay out of trouble. And I said, you've been in trouble? She said, yes, I've been in trouble. I said, I was in trouble, too. The Lord changed my life. Is that your story? And they're just kind of, yes, that's my story. I think she needed to tell us that. I don't know. But I had to say something to her. And when I left, I just handed her some money and I said, keep loving Jesus. And it was a joyous moment. She was just kind of giggling back into the kitchen, you know. She needed to be encouraged, and God got her encouraged. Should have gave her more money. You could have. Did you say, mm-hmm? That's what I thought. Yeah, I remember a time at a rest area when Vicky said, Roger, their story. I gave them some money. I said, well, you can't be the only one that gives them money. I jumped out and ran and gave them some money, too. They needed more money. Those people were sitting in a park in the rest area praying, wondering how they were going to get home. I've told you this story before, but they were just there in the rest area praying because they had moved from Missouri to Rapid City because Rapid City had great jobs, and these people asked them that they said they could live with them, and they lived with them a while, and the people said you got to get out. So now they're trying to get back to Missouri. What's that? Yeah, they weren't asking for anything. They were just telling her a story. But they were praying. They were praying about, what are we going to do? How are we going to... They didn't have enough gas money to get back there. But they weren't asking. They were asking God. You know what? God knows how to do things. He knows how to do things. He's a do-thing God. You know? And the thing is that when we come to him, we need to make the trade. A lot of times, people don't want to make the trade. I look at cars, I don't want to make a trade. Unless it's so good of a deal, I can't not make a trade. You know? But, you know, and the thing is so many times I think that we come to God to pray, not prepared to make the trade. Give it to him, leave it with him, take away what he promises. Make the trade. Just make the trade. And God reminded me also of, I was in trouble. And when I was in trouble, I knew I was in trouble. And when I knew I was in trouble, I was troubled by it. If we don't ever see ourselves as in trouble, we'll never know the peace of God that gets us out of trouble. I couldn't tell you how many people in my life have said, well, you needed God. I did. I'm not ashamed to say that. I needed God. I didn't need God one bit until I needed him all the way. Yeah. And maybe that's a problem for a lot of people that don't need God. They're not troubled. You know, when I used to drive fast, I never thought about trouble until lights came on and the siren sounded. Now I'm in trouble. I'm not going to try to outrun them. I'm in trouble. I hated being in trouble that way. Vicki and I were coming home from the hills when I was in trouble once. It was just such a nice day, and we were cruising down 34, and I'm not sure how fast I was going, but I know what it cost me. And I was just mad because it cost me more than the new boots I bought. But I didn't care as long as I wasn't in trouble. And I think that it's good for us to recognize when we're in trouble, to go to the Lord. Because people that aren't in trouble, they just don't see themselves as in trouble. Everybody's in trouble. And we have troubles, but we don't go to the Lord to make a trade, necessarily. We go to the Lord because, well, what else are we going to do? And take our troubles right back with us. Need to make the trade. You gotta make the trade based on the promise of God. Jehoshaphat spread his troubles before the Lord. The Lord said, I got it handled. Jehoshaphat made the trade. He believed him. He sent out the praisers and the worshipers, celebrating their victory. Celebrating the answer of the Lord. Celebrating the answer of the Lord. We celebrated a birthday, then we celebrated an anniversary, and that just makes us want to celebrate the Lord. Right? Without him, we have nothing. With him, we have all things. We have all things that we don't know anything about, so we can celebrate. Once we've gone to him, we can trade, make the trade, leave it with him, and Take away the promise. Rejoice in the promise. Celebrate the promise. Just, woo! I've been to the mountain. I've been in the presence of the Lord. You know? It's good to be in the presence of the Lord. It's good to realize that you're in the presence of the Lord when you're going to the presence of the Lord. You understand? We go, I'm guilty as anybody. We go to spend time with him. And if we don't press in, we don't spend a moment with him. I read the Bible. And then I apologize and I go back and I seek the Lord while I read the Bible. And then I apologize again because my mind has gone somewhere else. It can take a long time before I don't have to apologize for going to the Lord. You know? Because it's like the folks that tell me that they drove by and they thought they should have stopped to have coffee. Folks from jail. Yeah, I drove by your house. Woohoo! If I'd have known, I'd have baked a cake, you know? But I mean, it's like, I drove by, you know? I stopped by. I'll be right there, Lord. I'll be right there, Lord. I'll be right. I'm sitting in my chair and I'm saying, I'll be right there, Lord. Stop it, Roger. You know? I mean, I want to make a trade every time I go to him. But you got to pay attention to make the trade. And oh, there's distractions. And there's fears without and fears within. And there's all kinds. Make the trade. You know? Make the trade. As the Lord was saying, make the trade. You for me for you. All of a sudden I had that I'm in trouble feeling. You know? But it was a good, bad feeling. It's because it's an anxious moment in the presence of the Lord. It's a time of, how's this going to go? You know? I want this right. And then there's the, ooh, why would I feel in trouble in the presence of the Lord? It's not trouble. It's just the welling of the Spirit of God. It's the preparation for the move. You know? It's the readiness for what's going on now. You know? I have one of my guys at jail, I told you about him, that he came in, he was like this, and it was because there'd been a curse put on him. And this time he came in, he's doing a lot. Yeah, he said the Lord did that, but he said the voices are always there. Like, you know, he said they tell me I'm schizophrenic. I said that might be, but we're going to pray. We're going to pray. That's why he comes. He's in trouble. He wants to be free. Lord set him free. Lord set him free. You know? I think that sometimes people of real faith are sometimes schizophrenic, you know. We're radical and then we're bouncing around. We forget what we have when we go into his presence. We forget that we can just go there and make a trade. You know? And to take him and to leave us. Even if it's not a fair deal to him, it doesn't bother him. But we take it. And we don't take it or leave it. We take it and leave it. I've just got to get closer to you, Lord. I've just got to get closer to you. You know, we're not, you know, I tell you this sometimes because not to remind you that we're getting older, but we are older, but we're not just waiting to slip out. You know, we haven't just done our time. None of us have done our time perfectly yet. We still got perfection to go. You know? We're not. And that's just truth. And it's good for us to acknowledge truth. That's truth. See, truth goes in, it pulls on your head. You know? It does. The truth makes us free. You know? When we agree we're free. I ain't saying you got to agree with everything I'm saying. I'm saying we agree with the Lord. When we agree with the Lord, I want, you know. I'm trading my sorrow for the joy of the Lord, so then I'm going to leave it with joy. You know, if I've got to slap myself for joy, I'll get it, you know. We'll be like one of the prophets that said, I grabbed him by his hair, I shook him, and I hit him. It was rejoicing when I let go of him. Aren't you glad God doesn't grab you and slap you and smack you around? And, you know, he doesn't do that. The devil does that. And guess what? We often pay more attention to what the enemy is saying than what God is saying. And that's because we can feel what the enemy is doing to us all the time. Ooh, he's real. He's really bad. God's really good. You know? Trade it. You know? Gloom, misery, despair on me. Don't wear it. That's not your... Change clothes. You know? Make the trade. Make the trade. All the time. Make the trade quickly. Wherever you are. You know, and you can do it quickly. Ooh, I'm giving that to you, Lord. You can trade unforgiveness, boom, just like that. You can speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You can make the trade and then go away rejoicing because you made a good deal. Don't forget the rejoicing. Don't forget the thanksgiving. Don't forget the victory shout. You know, I love that picture. I love everything about that story of Jehoshaphat. But you know, he made the trade right there with the letter in front of him. Nothing. He had nothing else but the word of God. And he had every reason to not believe it. But he also had every reason to hope it was true. Our hope is in the Lord. In the fact that he cannot fail. God cannot fail. Do not entertain those thoughts that come into your head when you know, you say God cannot fail, and what thoughts come in? He's failed me. Failed this, failed that. This isn't good yet. That isn't good yet. You haven't made a trade. You know? If my car quits and I go buy one that works and then I go sit in my one that quit, still don't work. You don't own it anymore. You traded it. Leave it there. You know? Don't go sit, oh, but it used to be such a good car. Let go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And don't base your rejoicing on, well, when the Lord does what I ask. You didn't ask him to do anything. You asked him to take something. You took what he gave you. And then watch. Watch. You know? I mean, I was so, I don't know what you call it. I just had to say something. Like I said to the way, I had to say something. I didn't know why. Why do I have to say something? But I had to say something. And what am I going to say? What kind of a question is that? What's your story? It was an absolute perfect question. Because she had the perfect answer. And she might have wondered why she was telling people she did not know she had to come there to keep herself out of trouble. Why am I telling these people? And when I ask, you've been in trouble, she answers, oh yes, I've been in trouble. What in the world is the matter with both of us? You know? But God I think God did something amazing in her life in that moment. He blessed my heart, but I think he did something amazing in her life. Maybe she needed to tell somebody Jesus saved her life. You know? What a precious child. I pray that they will be one just as you and I are one, Jesus said. As you are in me, Father, and I am in you, and may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. The more Jesus that's in you, the more the world believes God sent him. Because only Jesus can do what he does. Only the Holy Spirit can transform the way he transforms. You know? And I pray that people would make the trade and, you know, a lot of people want to be Christians, but they don't want to be transformed. And I'm not knocking them for that. They just don't know any better. You know? And so it becomes I'm doing it, but I'm not sure why. I'm not sure it works, but I should probably do it. You know? I think it's when people come to an honesty of, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. Yeah. That's when we get set free. Because nobody really likes to be in trouble. Make the trade. Whatever it is, just let it go. Something in the shop, you know, and told you this, but, you know, in Russia, that's one thing they told us. If you see something in the shop that you want, buy it. Because it's not like it is in America. In America, you know, they got more on the shelf. And there'll always be something else. If you see something, you better buy it now because it won't be there. And it's important to make that trade with the Lord. You know, the Lord said to Judas, he said, do what you got to do and do it quickly. You would almost think that he didn't want him to change his mind. But that probably wasn't the case. But the fact of the matter is, sometimes we take so much time to think about things that we miss things that we wish we wouldn't have missed. You know? Make the trade. You're never going to jump to Jesus and come out bad. You're never gonna. It's always going to. Got LeVon jumping. Hallelujah. But you know, I mean, it's like we have these things. I wish I would've, or I wish I could've. You know, when it comes to the Lord, you can. You know, make the trade. Just make the trade. He doesn't make bad offers. You're never going to get somebody in a clown suit blowing a horn when that curtain opens with him, like making a bad trade. You're not going to have that. It's always going to be good. And you don't even have to open the curtain, and you don't have to know what the response is. You just need to know that you made the trade. You left your wreck with the blessing of the Lord. If all we leave his presence with is the blessing of the Lord, we've had a good time. You know? See, we have to be convinced in our hearts of these things so that we go in anticipating leaving lighter, leaving more confident, just knowing we left it. We left it. We made the trade. We had something, you know, I mean, because I like to enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I like to enter his courts with praise. I like to just go and enjoy him. But I don't need to hide something that I need to leave there. Leave it too. Oh, by the way, I'm going to leave this. While I was worshiping and praising and giving you thanks, I thought about this. I can't be taking this home with me. I'm leaving this with you, Lord. I'm leaving this with you, Lord. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. We don't need to be stubborn about trading with the Lord. We don't have to try to make a good deal with the Lord. We don't need to try to get the best of the Lord, and we don't need to try to get it as cheap as we can. Grace is free, so we don't have to worry about that. It's good to be honest with God. You know? We can be honest with him. He already knows, right? I mean, we might... Sometimes maybe Vicki will lead into a conversation with, we don't have to. You know? I said, why do you start a conversation with, we don't have to? I don't want to if we don't have to. You know? And we don't have to go into a conversation with God and say, well, you know, be like the man that said, I know you can help if you want to. If I want to. If I can. You know? What kind of a thing is that? Help my unbelief. We need to just go boldly into the presence of the Lord, not arrogantly into the presence of the Lord. We need to go to him and just say, this is the very best place I can be, Lord. I don't even know what to say. I just need to be here. You know? God can work it out. We weren't even planning to eat at that place when we went over there. And the place we ate would probably not necessarily be the one that I would pick. But my wife, why not? We're here. Well, that's a good thought about why not? We're here. Why not pray for somebody? We're here. Why not make a trade? We're here. When I bought my first motorcycle, I drove by it a couple of times and I just kept seeing it. I think I've been delivered of buying motorcycles now. I haven't bought one for quite a while. My garage has room. But why not? Why not just put it in our hearts to make the trade? No matter what it is, go quickly. Go quickly to the Lord. And when you leave, when we leave, why don't we leave like we've been with the Lord? I've often said jokingly, sadly, but honestly, I don't remember one person in all my growing up and all my going to church. I don't remember one person ever thanking God or praising God except for maybe outside saying, thank God, I thought he'd never quit. There wasn't any example of praising God. But my mom covered that pretty well. She said, we didn't know any better. Exactly. But we do, right? We know. We know how good God is. We know how do you think that he enjoys it when we go out of his presence and I don't want to go, but praise the Lord, it's been good here. You know? I mean, that's it. I every day now, every day that I do my time of refreshing and it says, don't, you know, hit that done button. I hate hitting that done button. Sometimes I just leave the music going and I'll go do some email for a while because I don't want to hit the done button. How could we ever be done? How can we ever be done with the Lord? You can't be done with the Lord. You started out with Jesus. Yeah. And I'm going to continue with Jesus. And I'm going to close my eyes here and I'll be with Jesus. And when I'm there with Jesus, I don't think I want to be saying, I need a day off, Lord. Huh? No. So Lord, help us to make the trade. Give us a greater and greater awareness of we just need more of you. More of you. Even when we've got more than we can contain, we just need more of you, Lord. I trade me for you all the time, anytime. Make us aware, Lord. Make us aware of anything that needs to be traded, to be rid of quickly. Do it quickly. And Lord, shine your light and let the whole world see we're singing for the glory of a risen King. Use us, Lord. Use us to help others to make their trades and know you more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Chapter 17 of John says, O righteous Father, the world doesn't know you, but I do. And these disciples know you sent me. I have revealed you to them, and I will continue to do so. Then your love for me will be in them, and I will be in them. Jesus is continuing to reveal him to us. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord.